after he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter into it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud noise for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.' We gather here on this Palm Sunday morning, the arrival of Holy Week, to celebrate and proclaim, just as those individuals did, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Gathered here in the Lord's house this Holy Week, as we celebrate the arrival of Jesus into Jerusalem, as we celebrate the time of Holy Week, as we approach the Last Supper, as we approach the death on the cross, as we approach the tomb. But we know proclaiming this day on Palm Sunday, it doesn't end there. It ends next Sunday as we celebrate the risen Lord, and that's what we will do. We have lots of plans this week for Holy Week, and we want you to join us for many of these activities. Coming up this week, we have a community Good Friday service that'll take place at Elon Community Church Friday night at 7:30. It will be a time to remember Jesus' death on the cross. I encourage you to come. churches from our community will be participating and gathered to be a part of that service. Join us at 7:30 on Friday at Elon Community Church. Then on Sunday morning, next Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, a day that begins with the rising of the sun, we will gather with the rising of the sun at 6:30 at Holt Chapel, which is on the Elon Home for Children old campus. We will gather there either inside the chapel, depending on the weather, or outside for a sunrise service, a community sunrise service. You won't want to miss that. 6:30 next Sunday morning. If you need directions about how to get to Holt Chapel, please see me or Gay. We can direct you and tell you where to go. But 6:30 next Sunday morning, that will be the beginning of our Resurrection Sunday celebration. And the celebration continues. At 9 o'clock, we'll have a children's Easter egg hunt leading into a time of telling them the story of the Easter story. You won't want to miss that opportunity as well. Invite your children. Invite your grandchildren. Invite your neighbors. Invite your neighbors' children. It should be a morning of fun at 9 o'clock next Sunday. Following that at 9:45, we will have our traditional Sunday school, and then at 11 o'clock, a Resurrection Sunday worship that you will not want to miss. It is a full week. It is a week that it calls us to reflect and to prepare in anticipation of the empty tomb. Many of you have been walking with us in our Lent devotion this year, these last 5 weeks, and this week is the last one. Many of you may have received it in your email this morning, but this week, as you leave this morning, I want you to encourage you to pick up the purple sheet. This is our final Lenten devotion for 2019. It's out on the table as you leave this morning. Use that as a prayer guide as you reflect on what this week is, what God is calling us to do here at First Baptist Elon, and what God continues to do in the life of our congregation. Please pick one of those up and use that this week. Last but not least, I do want to remind you that traditionally we have Sunday night activities this evening. However, as many of you have been keeping an eye on the radar, there are storms coming our way, and they're not supposed to be good. So we have decided as staff and as church leadership that we are going to postpone and cancel all activities for tonight. So youth, children, adults, we will not meet tonight. I do want to encourage you, though, however, as these storms come through, and if something happens and you need assistance, please do not hesitate to contact myself or Gay or our deacons. Let us know, and we will be there as soon as we can. But my prayers is that we're canceling, and we won't have to worry, but we want to be safe just in case. So no Sunday night activities tonight. Many other things you can find in your newsletter, in your bulletins this week, and just stay in tune of what's going on here at First Baptist Elon. Today is a day of celebration. It is a day of singing praise and praising Jesus as he came to Jerusalem. It is Palm Sunday, as our kids and our youth led this morning. But this service will end at the end of our service today with the tomb being closed. So today we want to encourage you, as the service goes on and as our cantata begins in just a few moments, at the end of our service, the lights will be extinguished, there will be no light, and we ask that you leave in silence, because we will not proclaim his resurrection until Easter Sunday morning. That is where we will journey today, from the roads of Jerusalem to the tomb. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship this day. Now, if you're able, please stand and join in singing our offertory hymn, hymn number 126, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Please stand.
Thank you.
the service where we return a portion of the blessings that you bestow upon us. We can't forget the greatest blessing that was given. That was eternal life, resurrection through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Father, that is why we gather here at the beginning of Holy Week. And that is why we will celebrate next Sunday as well on Resurrection Sunday. Father, use these gifts that we return to you to build your kingdom, not just within these walls and in this community, but across this world. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen. We have come into this place to survey the wondrous cross and to contemplate the events of Holy Week. Let us hear again the Holy Scriptures and story of God's loving plan and purpose in the suffering of Christ to redeem us from sin and death. Holy Week started with the triumphal entry into Jerusalem with shouts of, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This was followed by Jesus teaching in the temple and being challenged by those in authority. He knew what lay before him, but Jesus faithfully followed his Father's will as the shadow of the cross weighed heavily on him. Let us pray that we may be transformed anew as we remember Christ's humiliation, and that we may be taught obedience as we remember Christ's obedience until death. May we love one another as Christ showed love for all people. May we also pray for those things God would have us to ask in the name of Jesus Christ as we pray as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat the Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When the hour came for the disciples to gather with Jesus in that upper room, they gathered and reclined at a table. And as they gathered at that table, they were expecting just a simple Passover meal. However, Jesus took a loaf of bread. He took it and he broke it in his hands. And he said, "This is my body, broken for you." In the same way, he came to the cup. He poured wine into it and he said, "This is the blood of the new covenant that I shed for you. Take and drink." Just as the disciples gathered that Passover meal night, we gather around the table this day. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to partake in the body and blood of Christ this morning.
Thank you.
blood of Christ, take and drink. After the meal with his disciples in the upper room, Jesus walked with his disciples. He said, "You will all desert me this very night. So it is written by the prophet Zechariah, 'Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.'" Peter told him, "Even if everyone falls away because of you, I will never fall away." "Truly, I tell you," Jesus said to him, "tonight, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." "Even if I have to die with you," Peter told him, "I will never deny you." And all the disciples said the same thing. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he told the disciples,
"These are sons of Zebedee.
While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with clubs and swords, sent from their chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them: "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. Jesus knew the charges placed against him were false, but he continued to willingly walk the path he was called to walk, knowing the cross was nearer than ever before. Was taken to Caiaphas, the high priest, and after questions and charges of blasphemy, he was deemed worthy of death. Then his accusers spit in his face and struck him with their fists. Taken before the governor Pilate, who asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "You have said so," Jesus replied. Now it was the governor's custom at the festival to release a prisoner chosen by the crowd. At that time they had a well-known prisoner whose name was Barabbas. So when the crowd had gathered, Pilate asked them,
"To free or crucify Barabbas, Jesus Christ, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified. His blood be on us and on our children. Leave him always.
that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."